Welcome back, Monday, the Captain's Log. Gina Ferwerda, right?
Ferwerda, yes.
She's the cookbook author and chef extraordinaire, right? Meals from the Mitten on the Captain's Log today. This is great. I'm excited because I've been seeing your book online. I've been watching you post about it. I even saw you were on... What, the Today Show?
I do a lot of...
Good Morning America.
Yeah. On Good Morning America.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Now you're on the Captain's Log.
Now I'm on the Captain's Log.
Thanks for having me. That's great. So what inspired the book? Tell me.
Okay. It's Meals from the Mitten, Celebrating the Seasons in Michigan. So anytime you meet someone from Michigan...
They're like, I live here.
Yes.
Right?
They're going to put their hand up and then they're going to show you because Michigan is shaped like a mitten and they're going to show you where they're from. I'm from the Silver Lake Sand Dunes, so it is on the west side.
Yeah.
So you kind of put up your hand. So that's the whole mitten thing.
That's what everyone gets the mitten. Yeah. So when you say you're from a certain part on the mitten, do they all know that that's where the part is?
No. People will say, I know where Detroit is, or I know, you know.
So where's Detroit on the mitten?
Right. So
let me see. I don't know.
Okay. So yeah, on the mitten.
Hold that on the camera so we can see.
Okay. So Detroit is going to be like down here. You have the thumb up here, and that's going to be like Saginaw. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, I know nothing about the mitten. I'm from New England. What do you want me to tell you? But I've been here 22 years, so that's long enough.
That's a long time. Yes.
And so you live in... Michigan, but you also have a place in Marquette.
We rent. We come down a couple times a year,
right?
And we vacation here, but for about the past 25 years.
And I think I've been following you on and off because you used to be a customer at my comedy club.
Absolutely, we go to the Off the Hook Comedy Club in Marco all the time. We missed you down there.
I know. Now we're in Naples, so that's good.
Yes.
You have to come up here now.
We'll come up and visit you here.
And how long are you in town right now?
For the month.
Awesome. So tell me, what inspired the book? We started and I rudely interrupted.
Nope,
I should let the guest answer the question before I ask. Once I ask it, that would be a better interview.
In Michigan, a lot of people are unaware that we are second in the nation in agricultural diversity. We have over 300 commodities commercially that we produce. Everyone thinks of California when they think of agriculture.
Yeah.
And we're second in the nation, so I wanted to make sure that...
So what are the top producers?
You know, tart cherries are number one. I think we grow over 75 or 80% of the tart cherries.
So like fresh cherries that...
Fresh cherry pies, tart cherries. So asparagus is another big one. So in my book, I go kind of through the seasons, spring, summer, fall, winter. So when you're at the farmer's market and you're finding fresh produce, you're going and you'll be able to make recipes right from all the fresh stuff that you get at the farmer's market.
Well, that's cool. So what's your background in?
Business, hospitality. We own resorts up in Michigan. Mm-hmm. So we have a boat rental. We have RV resorts. We've owned hotels in the past.
And how can they find the book? Because we got to post that so people know.
Yeah, so you can go and get it online right now. Amazon has it. So Amazon.com, Prime, get it to you within a day. And also BarnesandNoble.com. You can go online there. And then it's also at a lot of local bookstores throughout the nation. I have a nationwide distributor, so you'd have to check your own local bookstore. But online for sure, Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
So cool. So what was the idea? Like you just said one day I'm going to do a cookbook?
Yeah, so I started doing TV segments. Over Michigan, Indiana, down here in Florida. I do some up in Tampa, Sarasota area. And so I'd have people say, you know, I can find all your recipes on these TV stations, and I can find them on your blog and your website, but how about you put them, compile them into one, you know, like a cookbook. And so
when we're done, you have to post like where they can find your blog.
Absolutely.
And where
I'll share this and I'll let everyone know where you can purchase the book and all the fun stuff. And then I'll also be on a local place down here in Florida on Wednesday. I'll be on daytime TV show at 10 a.m. That's I think WFLA up in Tampa, Sarasota.
Oh, nice. So what's your favorite recipe in the book?
That's hard to say. It depends on the season. But
how did you come up with the recipe? Did you come up with the recipe?
I did.
So you travel around? They're all your recipes.
They're all my recipes.
Okay, so tell me, let me see.
Okay.
Bust out some.
So I'm going to show you one that I'm doing on daytime TV on Wednesday. I'm doing my cherry berry stuffed French toast casserole. It's perfect for the holidays because you can make it ahead of time.
Good.
Yeah, so you have family, friends coming over. You can make this French toast casserole ahead.
Yes, I know it's reverse, right? So you got That's cool.
Right
okay.
So lots
that
of
looks
cherries
delicious.
And berries and strawberries. I actually went to the Vanderbilt Farmers Market and got all my produce.
Oh, I was there.
Yes.
Were you there on Saturday? Yeah, I was there on Saturday.
Yep. Got all my produce for it. So all the fresh.
And so where are you going to be cooking that?
I will be doing that up in Tampa.
On their set.
Yeah, on their set.
Yep. Okay, yep. Okay.
So,
and when you decided that you were going to do a cookbook, what are the steps? Because that's interesting, right? So people always have ideas, but you follow through with them. That's what I like to have my guests on and tell other people how that works, because I'm the same way. Like, if I have an idea, I go for it.
Yeah.
So what's the step? So somebody out there that might be interested in doing something like that, they can do it.
Yeah, so two ways. You have all the recipes, you want to put a cookbook together, you're going to choose to either independently publish,
okay,
which means you're paying for the book, you find a company, they hook you up with the best photographers, stylists, editors, art directors.
Is
what I did.
Okay.
Yep, because I wanted all control.
Yep.
I'm kind of a control freak like
right.
that. So I wanted the cover. I knew exactly how I wanted this book to look, and I wanted complete control.
Okay.
Or you can go to a regular publishing company, and give them your idea, and then they would, if they liked it, they'd say, okay, we'll sign you to a publishing contract. They're going to pay you a certain percentage to produce the book, but they own the control. They own the book, and you just get, certain
like
royalties.
Like a royalty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I wanted, if I'm going to put my time, blood,
sweat,
tears.
How long did it take?
About 9 months, 1 year to completion, but 9 months really to get it off to the printer. And I wanted to make sure it was printed here in the United States.
Yeah.
So that was
And it's
really
a beautiful
important.
Book. So
Thank
it's
you.
Done.
It's kind of like a coffee table style book.
Right.
So if you see it, it's hardcover. And I'll show you some. I wanted it to be so you would see all of the seasons. During the chapter openers, you could see some beautiful locations in Michigan, because the people are unaware we have all of these waterfalls in sand dunes.
Oh, wow.
So if you can kind of...
That's so cool.
Yeah, so...
So who did all the photography?
I did over 90% of the photography in the book.
You're good at that?
Like I said...
Oh, my God. You took those pictures?
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is... I like... my control over stuff. So here's the cake that I won on Good Morning America. This is my pretzel crusted chocolate cake with a peanut butter frosting. Good Morning America flew me out to compete in their National Chocolate Cake Day contest.
Yes.
And I won. So
that was
fun.
Huge.
Yeah.
So that gave you a huge boost?
It did, yeah.
And did everyone start buying the book because
anything? Well, actually, I didn't have the book out at that time.
Oh, damn it.
Yes, I know.
We should have.
So now I got to get back on Good Morning America to let them know an update.
Yeah, you
got to
tell them, right? Yeah. Damn it, Good Morning America. Have her back right away. I'm telling you.
Oh, that was so much fun.
You'd be surprised, though. It's amazing how many agents, I have so many friends in the biz, how many different people in the business actually watch my show. And it's like, you never know who's going to watch, because just like literally, I would say 3 days ago. So I have a vodka and my own rum.
Yes, congratulations.
And I get a
new
call from a huge agent who's a good friend of mine. And he says, did you know that, I won't mention names, but so-and-so is my high school best friend. And he happens to be the CEO of one of the largest liquor distributors in the world. And I was like, you're kidding me.
Yeah, like,
he's
number.
Like, that's my best friend. I was like, okay, I'm sending you two cases. So I literally sent him cases right away, because I didn't know.
That's
so you just
awesome.
Never know. And that's for my show.
That's
right?
Awesome.
So just... weird things happen, and it's great to everybody. I always encourage everyone to get out there, go live, do different stuff. Like, it's not gonna be bad. The more you put out there, the better.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I know you do lives all the time.
I do. Yeah.
And
I'd
so
love to do.
You have family, you have kids?
Yes. Yeah. We're empty nesters. So
okay.
Our kids are grown. Our youngest just graduated from Michigan State with her master's. She's 23. And then we have an older daughter with a, she is married, husband and grandchild. So two adult grown
so
children.
So how often do you go live?
Once or twice a month, I do TV segments, just depending on where. So like I said, I'm mostly up in Michigan, but down here in Florida, Indiana.
Right. Is it mostly like a book tour where you just
out
there promoting the book?
No, it's more of a TV book tour.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So anything I do, I'm always bringing my book. Doesn't mean that I'm always just promoting my book, because I'm doing recipes from there.
Right.
But yeah, always tying it in.
And so how many books did you expect to sell? Are you on track right now?
I'm on track. I'm doing great. I think the live TV helps, really.
Of course, because then they're like, oh my God, she has a cookbook too, and I want to get it. So I love that idea. I think that eventually that's one thing I'm going to do, is either like a book about like what happens in my life along this journey as an entrepreneur, or a cookbook style kind of documentary. Yes,
too.
Yes, about the restaurants, etc., and the recipes that I've come across or things that I've enjoyed or created over the time. I think that's something that eventually I want to do. But it's awesome. Not on the top of my list, but it definitely on the back of my mind.
Yeah, because there's a lot of work involved in the back.
Right?
So if you don't have the time, I wouldn't suggest
it. Yeah, it's not something
you
can do right away.
Right, yeah. You have lots of deadlines. So
what?
But I'll hook you up with my publisher.
Oh, all right. All right.
They're really good.
So. I love that idea. What about... like the online version. Do you do an online version too, or is that a whole different thing?
Yeah, so I have a website, and so I post a lot of stuff on my website. And online, I do a lot of brands. So I work with brands. People will send me food and drink, and they'll say, hey, can you make a recipe out of this? Show it on TV. So I work with a lot of different brands, different foods.
But like an e-book, like an e-cookbook.
Yeah,
I didn't choose to do that. Okay.
No, just because it's really a coffee table style book.
Right.
You kind of almost
you
have
took
to
all
feel
these pictures.
It. Yeah, yeah. It's more of a real book.
How did you know how to do all those pictures? Because taking pictures of food is also
a whole different thing. Yeah.
It's not like regular photography.
No, no. So, and the styling is another thing.
Right.
You literally grab your tweezers and you're making sure that everything is glistening and it's.
So how did you learn it? Did you learn it as a hobby?
I went to a couple food conferences. One, Tech Munch up in New York City. That was a huge one because their food styling just helped me realize what goes where, how to layer things, in place things. So that was a big thing. Go to conferences, YouTube and Pinterest.
Right.
Really, those are free.
You can learn everything on YouTube these days.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of that.
Yes. So those things helped. Photography I've been doing since I was in high school. I was that yearbook photographer.
Yeah. So you actually had a little photography to start.
I had complete photography.
You didn't just jump in,
because
I just jump in. Like, I have no clue what I'm doing, and then I'll just start from the ground up and learn as I go.
And that is fine too.
Okay.
Sometimes the best ways is just, learning on the job training.
I think this would be a cool concept for a show, and you guys stealing my idea. That's okay. I'm full of ideas. I'll have a new one tomorrow. But I think that the idea should be, if YouTube can do it, you can do it. And then you do everything that's on YouTube.
I like that.
So then, it's like painting a house, boom, you just go out and paint a house tomorrow. And I think that'd be fun. Because that's what I do. Like, I see it and I just try it.
Hey, whatever works.
How many things do you try and succeed at versus how many things you do and fail?
Oh, you know what? You learn from your failures, for sure.
Right?
So, yeah, I've done a lot of things. So I was like, that's not going to work.
Did you have any setbacks when you did the book?
Setbacks. Yes, a couple different people that we were working with didn't see the same vision that I saw.
Okay.
So we changed, throughout the process, had to, hire someone new. And that right when we got the new person, I was like, this is it. Because you have a version of this is exactly how I want. Because the fonts matter. Color matters. Every little
bit. It's the same thing with website designers, right?
Yep.
Do you have a problem with that or do you do that yourself?
I do that myself.
You do?
I do.
Okay,
yeah.
So you're going to start doing mine now. You just got hired. I don't pay anything, but you got hired. I mean, it's great, No, do you do other people's or do you just do that
yourself? I just do my own.
Yeah. I do it myself too. I'm terrible at it. But I try to do as much as I can because finding someone to do it, one, at the exact moment I need it done. You need it done right away. Then, they're always trying to...
I don't want to wait 2 days.
Correct.
To change something.
2 days is too long.
Done. Right, yeah.
Right, we're in the middle of this interview right now. I need to go change my website for this week's comedy.
Right.
And I didn't do that yet.
Yeah.
And I can't call somebody and have them do it because
easier
then they'll do it later on today. And, as soon as I'm done, I'm going to do that the first thing.
Yeah.
Because I need the comedians back, the right page
right.
up. So it's hard. But is that why you did the photography too? Or did you start with somebody and then you had to change and do it yourself?
No, I decided right from the get-go. I told my publishing company I was going to do all the photography and styling. And they're like, ooh, we've never had anyone do that. We don't recommend that. I said, let's get out this first chapter. I'll send it to you and then we'll go from there. And they're like, okay, you can do this.
Yeah, obviously.
So lots of pointers and try this, try that. But I worked really hard at it, and it paid off.
How did you get the right publisher? Because it's also a partnership kind of thing, right?
It is. You have to really trust them, because you're handing this all over to them.
Right.
Thinking, when I get these 5,000 books back and all these palettes, I don't want to open it up and be like, was that the right color correction? Was that the right...
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's a lot of trust, and then a lot of meetings back and forth. I flew down. They're here in Florida.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they're up in Winter Park.
Okay.
So it's called Story Farm.
I love that.
Yeah. So they're just...
That would be a good partner for me then, because they're in Florida.
They're close.
All right, yeah. So you have to give me the information.
Yeah, I'll hook
definitely
up.
Definitely have to give me the information. And then what do you use for your website?
I do a platform called Wix.
You use Wix?
I do.
Okay,
yep.
Okay.
Yep. I really like it.
I like Wix. I have a couple... Actually, I have like 12 websites, but I have one on Wix, which I do like because it's very easy. But you know what's annoying is I use WordPress on my main sites. And did you know that WordPress just came up with an update that literally like shuts down everybody's websites, and they have to, like, if you update all the updates on the plugins, like, it literally crashes your website.
Oh boy.
So right now, yeah,
I'm not using that.
Like, I called, I had to call GoDaddy the other day, yesterday. And I'm like, hey, I have like a mobile... weird mobile link on my website that's not working. It's like an old page. They're like, oh yeah, they're like, surprised you don't have the white screen of death like everybody else. I'm like, what's that mean? They're like, well, WordPress just updated their new platform, and like all of our websites, they said, are basically white screen of death until you like do all the updates. And all the updates sometimes don't jive with what you're using. So it's like, wow.
God, I'm not using that.
And they give you 2 years. And they're going to, after 2 years, you can't go back to the style that everybody's been used to. It's the whole new platform. That's all that it's going to be. So I was surprised yesterday. Yesterday was not fun. No. And it's still not all complete.
After the chocolate chip cookies, that's what you had to deal with.
That was Saturday I did the chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
And yesterday I did the eating competition with you didn't see me?
No, I've never
I ate 12 Krispy Kreme donuts in 4.5 minutes.
Oh,
my son ate 9, which is a big feat for him because he only weighs 90 pounds. I weigh 172. Although I got on the scale today, I weigh 175. I clearly gained 3 pounds.
From Krispy
Kreme. 2,900 calories.
You're not giving them a good...
I know. But what are you going to do? I mean, Krispy Kreme isn't my sponsor. Krispy Kreme, if you want to sponsor the Captain's Log, you better DM me, because they already got about 3,000 views today. You know? Jeez. That was just from yesterday. But no, anyway. So listen, you guys got to get out there. You got to get Gina's book. I want you to cook a recipe... Post it on the Captain's Log. Post a picture of it, damn it. And then I'll cook a recipe on it. I'll cook a recipe.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right?
Yes.
So I do Cooking with the Captain.
Okay.
And either me and my chef or me and my kids will grab, because you gave me a book. Thank you.
Yep, I gave you a book.
And I appreciate that. We'll cook a recipe. What recipe do you suggest we cook?
I don't know. I think burgers. I have a whole section
of
burgers.
Oh, my God. Burgers?
Yes.
I'm like a burger freak.
Okay. I grind my own meat.
Me too.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
We should do one together then.
Okay.
We'll do
all right. So we'll do that next time. But
yes.
I'm going to cook. I'll do a burger recipe from the book. Is there like a bunch of different options?
There's lots of options.
There's a whole chapter.
Whole chapter on burgers, guys.
Burgers. So I'm going to pick a burger. I'm going to cook it. Either me and Chef, if we have to grind the meat, maybe me and Chef Gearson will do it, because then I'll do it in the kitchen at the restaurant.
Yes.
But,
do you snowmobile?
You know what? I have a few times. I love it.
Okay. So I have something called muffler meatballs in my,
really?
Yeah. So I cook in my muff pot.
The snowmobile.
The snowmobiling
in South Florida, in Naples, not so hot right now.
Nah,
not a big thing.
You can fly out to Jackson Hole, Togedy Mountain Lodge, rent one. But yeah, so
that's your place, yes?
Yeah, we go out there every year.
Okay.
We go out to Jackson Hole, and then we have these little attachments. They're called muff pots. They go on your exhaust, and they cook your food while
you're kidding
out.
Me.
Yeah, so when I say I cook on my muff pot, I really mean it.
No.
I got muffler meatballs.
Really?
In here.
And so... The carbon monoxide
is completely sealed.
They are completely sealed.
The exhaust goes out the other end. Yes,
okay, so you cook it and it heats up.
Yes.
You seriously?
I'm serious. And
no
I also
way.
I'm a Jeep talk show food and travel contributor, so I show the Jeep community how to cook under the hood of their Jeep.
On the engine?
On the engine, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I actually do it on the manifold.
We should have cooked today on the freaking, on my
could.
Car.
We could have, yeah. So right here, muffler meatballs.
I think, yeah. Oh my God, that's awesome. That might be even funner, but I don't have a muffler. Like, what about a jet ski? Nah, the muffler's not as big.
Yeah, we'll do it on that. No,
okay.
But you could do it on a motorcycle, a quad, anything. So I do a lot of adventure food.
This might be something I have to partake in. I have to do that.
Okay,
that might
fun.
Be people will really enjoy me doing that.
Yes.
Yes, so if you have a motorcycle and you want me to cook on it, DM me, guys, or drop a comment below. I'll cook burgers on your motorcycle. Give me that Harley with a hot dog. I'll do it. Gina, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
We want you to go out, get a book, make Gina happy, make me happy, share, like, and if you enjoy the Captain's Log, make Gina happy and get a damn book. Thank you.